Are you a friend of Jesus? Our story is about two friends of Jesus. It was Friday, the day Jesus was crucified. The disciples stood and watched in small groups as Jesus was nailed and hung upon the cross and died. Two of these who watched, unable to help their dearest friend, were Nicodemus, the teacher, and Joseph of Arimathea, the wise counselor. Joseph finally spoke.
Oh, he's gone. They've killed my Jesus.
And we heard Jesus say, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing."
What don't they know?
That he's the Son of God.
I'm going to see Pilate in person today.
Joseph is standing in the court of Pilate, very courageous and definite.
Your request, Joseph of Arimathea?
I've come to ask your permission for the body of Jesus of Nazareth. I have a newly made tomb.
But are you sure Jesus is actually dead? Wait, I'll call my centurion who was there on duty.
Yes, I saw him. I pierced his side with my spear.
Then, Joseph of Arimathea, I grant you permission.
Joseph bought some fine linen to wrap the body of Jesus in, and Nicodemus brought a mixture of spices to prepare for burial. They tenderly took down the body of Jesus from the cross. Then Nicodemus remembered that night when he had first come to Jesus, and Jesus had told him he must be born again.
And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert on a pole, so must the Son of Man be lifted up on the cross, that whoever believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life and actually live forever.
And Nicodemus believed and praised God for the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. There's life in a look. John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." If you want this life everlasting, pray with me. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for your love. I know I have done wrong things. Please forgive me. Thank you for dying for me. Please come into my heart. Amen.